This is Tenants and Evictions by your host, Malcolm Tingley. Today I will be talking about how people are dealing with evictions in the pandemic. You get evicted by not paying your rent for a month or two, so you have to move all of your personal belongings out of your current home or apartment. Since there's a pandemic, lots of people are losing their jobs, so rent is piling up for a lot of tenants. In summary, people are dealing with evictions by trying to find new jobs, saving money, or going to a tenant resource center. This eviction crisis isn't new. It has been going on for decades to the point where some people were running to deliver their rent checks, according to an episode of Last Week Tonight called Coronavirus 9. Now that there is a pandemic, people are struggling to pay rent. Rates of eviction have been slowly rising. This is because some people are losing their jobs because of the pandemic, the stay-at-home order, and mental and physical health. When you work at a job, they give you money for your work, and money is essential for people's life, especially rent. So many people may not have enough money to pay rent, which costs a lot of money. This is leading to mass evictions. Ever since the pandemic, people have been getting evicted from their homes, but some people are trying to get through this crisis. Before the pandemic, some people have saved up a lot of money for food and other essential items. Also, some people have been trying to find the most essential jobs available so that they can get money to pay for food, childcare, and rent. Furthermore, some people have also tried to file for unemployment so that they can benefit from not having a job. One of those benefits is money. Also, you could go to the Tenant Resource Center, which I will talk about in a little bit. These could be very good ideas that you could use, because having an eviction on your record can have disastrous consequences. Having an eviction on your record means that you will have a hard time finding a job. You will have a hard time finding a job because an eviction can show that you might be late or that you will probably be bad at your job. You also won't have a place to sleep or eat. Furthermore, because you won't have a place to quarantine, you might catch coronavirus. Evictions can also be a traumatic event, so you might experience a lot of stress. I contacted Robin Cyrano, Executive Director of the Tenant Resource Center. I asked her about the eviction bans and the Tenant Resource Center. Here is what she said. The following recording is not actually Robin Cyrano's voice. When did the eviction ban start?
There have now been three different moratoriums in place, as well as a closing of all courts through our state. None have entirely banned evictions in Wisconsin. Other states have had different moratoriums in place with different protections and eligibility throughout. In Wisconsin, we first saw the order from the Wisconsin State Supreme Court, which called for non-emergency filings to halt on March 19th. The courts resumed evictions via Zoom on June 2nd. Evictions for violent criminal behavior were allowed to continue. Next, there was the emergency order by Governor Tony Evers issuing a 60-day statewide moratorium that began March 27th and ended May 25th, and the federal moratorium that resulted from the CARES Act legislation that lasts 120 days but only covered certain properties. The most recent moratorium from the CDC was put into effect on September 4th and will expire on January 31st. None of these relieves a tenant from owing rent, and 100% of the rent will be due. None of them halted all evictions. Many people, both tenants and landlords, have no idea that any of those were in place. We anticipate a tsunami of evictions with the expiration of the moratorium.
How do you build relationships with tenants and landlords?
The Tenant Resource Center has a 40-plus year history of providing tenant-landlord education, housing counseling, mediation, and eviction prevention services. So for most landlords, we are a well-known resource. For tenants who don't know of our services, we build these relationships by partnering with trusted community organizations, as well as direct community outreach, word of mouth, and social media. Many renters and homeowners in Dane County spread the word for us because they have used our services throughout the years. We also actively recruit community members to come work for us who have experienced homelessness, eviction, and/or housing insecurity. Oftentimes, it is embarrassing for folks to have to come into an office filled with strangers and ask for help. By employing members of the community who have shared experiences, some of that burden is lifted, and it is easier to build a trusting relationship.
I would like to give thanks to Robin Cyrano for these thoughtful and informative answers. I hope you have learned a lot about this topic and the impacts of eviction and homelessness. Let me leave you with one thought. What would it feel like to not have a place to sleep, or to wash, eat, or store your belongings? This has been Tenants and Evictions by your host, Malcolm Tingley. I would like to thank all these people for helping me with this project. Caleb Wilson, Allison Bloom, Olivia Ransfield, Carrie Marlette, Robin Cyrano, Chris Tingley, and Henry McCammond Watts. This is dedicated to all of the people who are currently homeless.